Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. The birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil wasn't deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered because of lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After the 10 great plagues, after the rescue of the Jews from the hands of the Egyptians by leading them dry shod through the Red Sea, 2 months later, we're here in the desert, and all 600,000 Jews, not counting children, are grumbling against Moses and Aaron, grumbling to go back to the slavery that they had. They thought that they were starving, that God had done all of those miracles just so that they could perish in the desert. How ridiculous. Nevertheless, real human beings. So God has this conversation with Moses. And what does the Lord say to Moses? I'm going to rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. And thus will I test them to see whether they're going to follow my instructions or not. God had allowed them, in a sense, to go hungry in that desert for a while in order to test them. God tests us. A lot of the times, because many of us weren't the types of students we should have been when we were younger, we dread tests. We think tests are just some type of sadism on the part of teachers in order to get us to fail. Tests are something totally different. There are opportunities for us to see whether we've mastered something, whether we've grown. They're a real gift. We can pass tests. We can ace tests. There's, in some ways, no greater feeling than having had a very tough test, having prepared for it, and having sailed past it with flying colors. So that was the test in the desert. It would be a test that would last for 40 years. Every single day, God would rain down manna from heaven, and every single day, the Jews would go out to collect that daily portion. As they prepared for the Sabbath, they'd be able to collect 2 days. Later, Jesus would teach us to pray, "Give us today our daily bread." Likewise, we're not supposed to ask as a once and for all deal, Lord, even if I live to be 190, please make sure I don't starve any day. Rain down filet mignon from heaven and sweet nectarines and watermelon and the rest. No, God makes us every day pass that test of dependence on his providence. When the Jews saw this heavenly bread, they said, Manu, literally, what's this? And they called it manna, based on that manu, ever since. Because each time they found it, they were to ask, what is this? Because it's not something you go buy. It's not something you grow. It was something given to them directly by the Lord. And every time they asked that question, it was an opportunity for them to remember how God cares for them every single day, how every single day he's not asleep, but he rains this down out of love for his children. And we know exactly what this miracle leads to. Jesus would say in a Capernaum synagogue, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It's my Father who gives you the true manna from heaven. And just like God the Father rained down manna every day for the Jews in the desert, so in response to our prayer, Father, give us today our super substantial bread, He rains down His own Son, the true bread of angels. It's important for us to say regularly, Manu, what's this? What's this? So often we can take the Eucharist for granted. Sometimes easy for us as daily Mass goers, because we've built up a pattern. For me, it's 25 years where I've received the Lord every day. You can sometimes take it routinely, but it's important for us to say, Manu, what is this? To remember every day that this is the Creator of the world we have the privilege to be in His presence and to receive within. Manu, every day we recall that God the Father, out of such incredible love for us, rains down His Son. You know, in that responsorial psalm today, we read, man ate the bread of angels. It's from that psalm that we get the beautiful hymn, Panis Angelicus, literally angelic bread. And the most famous, in my favorite verse in anything that's been ever written about our faith is there. As we ask that question, Manu, it's key for us to grasp what that great hymn says. O res mirabilis, manducat dominum, pauper servus et humilis. Oh, what an unbelievable reality. A poor and humble slave eats the Lord. That's what happens. There's another part of the gospel that illustrates the truth of the testing of the Lord. Today, the Lord gives us one of the most instructive parables He has ever given us about our response to Him and His action in the world. He talks about the sower going out to sow seed. As we'll hear on Friday, that seed is the indefectible Word of God. But there are four different types of soil, four different types of ways of responding to the test of the Word of God. Which we say, what is this? We say, this is God's own loving word. First test are those birds of the year, the devils we'll hear on Friday, who come and snatch away the word because they don't want us to build our entire life on God's word. Second, rocky soil, soil underneath the ground that doesn't allow roots to form very deeply so that the growth of the seed is immediate, but it then dies because it's rootless. Third, the thorns, which are another type of test that we need to go through. Worldly cares and anxieties that occupy us too much and distract us from God. And then truly good soil that doesn't merely bear a little fruit, but 30, 60, or 100-fold fruit. That we listen in such a way that it changes our life in 30, 60, 100 ways or more. What the Lord really wants from the Word of God is that our roots, having heard it go really deep, all the way down to that source of living water that can make that seed grow. That's what the thorns, that's what the rocks, that's what the birds try to prevent. That's the way the tests are failed. But the great way is when we treasure what we hear so fervently, that we don't let the bird snatch it away, but we protect it, we treasure it. Second, we drill down through those rocky subterranean levels. And we recognize that worldly cares and anxieties will choke the growth of the seed. So we put all our worldly cares and anxieties trustingly in the Lord's providence. The water that will make that seed grow is the living water of Christ. And the greatest way He fills us with that nourishment for growth is every day here at Mass. As we hear that word, we receive the word made flesh. O res mirabilis, manducat dominum, pauper servus et humilis. As we prepare to eat the Lord, we thank Him for this incredible gift. We ask him never to take it for granted. So we say, what is this? And we respond with the words of St. Thomas the Apostle, my Lord and my God.